Okay, what I'm going to talk to you about tonight is about something that everybody needs to know about. Everybody who needs to look at a regular dietary program. And again, I like to use the word nutritional program, not so much a diet. And what I want to talk to you about tonight is excuses. No, not really. What I really want to talk to you about is how not to have them. How you can lose weight, fat, you can gain muscle, and you can keep from getting all the bloat and all the extra pounds, or slowing down, more importantly, your progress in your fat loss program. I've had so many people come to me over the years with so many excuses. Well, you all know the little cliche that they use for me, that I'm the troll that lives under the bridge with thick skin and no ears because I eliminate excuses and whining. Well, when you get done tonight, you're going to know beyond any shadow of a doubt how you can get it done. But it's going to take a couple of particular things that you're going to need to do, and it's going to take something called commitment, and it's going to take a little bit of attitude, and most importantly, it's going to take a little bit of preparation. Now, we need proper prior preparation to making anything work, and we're going to talk about that. So this is also about your drive time. About that drive time in the morning when you're driving to work, to listen to this. Use this to listen to on your way to work. Listen to it on your way home from work. If you have to, get a CD player, an iPod, download it, and listen to it when you're traveling. When you're going to the airport, when you're in the airport, when you're getting on the plane, when you're getting out of the plane, when you're heading to the hotel. I don't care if you're going from the airport to Bubbaville, okay? This will work. I don't care how remote it is, I don't care how far it is, I don't care how big it is, this will work. But it's going to take you being committed to your success. You need to ask yourself, what kind of a value do you put on what you're doing? So many people start a program and they start to lose some weight and they start to get some success and they go, you know, oh, I've got to go on this trip. Oh, I might as well have what I want to eat. No. Or I'm on the trip and I was in the airport and what could I eat? There was only the pizza. No. I mean, where's the value in you? You know, we know that we can change our body, that in 4 days we have a new stomach lining, 28 days a new layer of skin, 16 to 18 months a new person. Let's take care of that. Let's start building that health now. So many people today do not value their health. They know more about downloading a CD than they knew about downloading their excess body fat. They know more about the maintenance of their computer than they do about their maintenance on their physical body. So once you get on a program, and some of the things that we've taught, we need to be able to stop and take a look and start valuing what we're doing. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because something goes wrong. Make the next right choice. So let's start working on, let's stop the excuses. Let's create a value about who we are, about our health. This isn't just about fat loss. This is about maintaining your health. And this is going to be about getting it done. So you're driving to work in the morning. And on your way to work, you go, oh no, I forgot my lunch pail or my little cooler bag or my snack for mid-morning or whatever. Do you see a Circle K, a 7-Eleven, a grocery store? Oh, wait a minute, you want me to stop? No, I want you to keep going on your weight loss and on getting well and on getting fit. I want you to definitely stop. Stop at the store. What is 2 or 3 minutes? How can I do that at a Circle K, Bert? Are you out of your mind? We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about what you can do. You know, it's a choice. Do I stop or don't I stop? That's the first thing. Don't look about what the store has or doesn't have. That's finding a way out. Find a way to make yourself stop. Value yourself. Value the efforts you've already put in. Okay? The next thing you need to stop and think about is, what about when I get to that city? You know, I'm staying in a hotel. I'm stuck. Well, how cheap is that hotel? I mean, is it a tent out on the edge of town? Or does it have a kitchen or a store next to it? I don't find many hotels that don't have a restaurant fairly close. Don't tell me you can't go in there and pick up a menu and not find something to eat, something to find that you can use. Don't tell me that they don't have a store nearby. Have you ever heard of this thing? I don't know, maybe a lot of you haven't. It's really unique, but they are out there. It's called a cab. Yeah, you pick up the phone and you call a cab because you're worth it. And you run to the nearest door or the nearest restaurant and you pick up some food. You might even find the number and you might call them. Come on, let's think about possibilities, not impossibilities. Let's think about what we can get done. What we don't get done is what's going to hurt us. So it's better that we make a positive choice. So we need to stop. So there's some things that are going to go along with all of this that we're talking about to get it done. And one of the biggest things that we're going to have to start considering are the priorities to get it done. And the first one is this. Participation. Are you really participating in your success? Or are you participating in your failure? You're either going ahead or you're going backward. There's no holding still. Are you willing to participate? The next thing you need to think about, how prepared are you? Well, obviously not. I got here and I didn't have anything. Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about this. Everybody should be using supplementation. When you make your supplements up in the morning, do you go to the jars and take each couple out, put the lid back on the jar, put it up, and then go to work? Whoa, what a waste of time. So you do. Okay, let's try this another way. Why don't we get a bunch of little Dixie cups, put them on the counter, and take just a couple extra minutes and do 3 days worth. Let's do 9 cups, or 3 cups, or 6 cups. And just throw them in those cups real quickly. Throw them in a little Ziploc baggie and throw it to the side. Don't use those little containers that have little snap lids on it. Most of them let the air in. You want them to keep them dark and you want to keep them airtight. But prepare. Get your supplements done. You know, I make them up 4 to 6 weeks at a time. I don't notice it then. You know, I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. If I go on a trip, I can grab so many packets of my vitamins and I'm gone. I mean, most of us know what our lifestyle involves, so let's try to get that done. So preparation is a huge thing. And the third thing we need to have is selection. You see, it's your choice, your selection. You've got to start thinking about, do you have the knowledge? So most of all, in order to get all this done, we've got to think about the knowledge we're going to need to participate. We've started on this job. Let's be committed to it. We have to have our preparations already ahead, okay? And then once we get there, make a selection. Let's say I got to that big city. I got off the plane. I'm going to the hotel, and I get there, and guess what? There's no supplements. Chances are you can find a vitamin store in most major cities. You may not in Bubbaville. It may be a little far out there, but you'd be surprised. I don't hardly ever find a town anymore that doesn't have a so-called health food store. So you may not get your supplements, but you can still get to your food. So you're making the better of your selections. Okay? You've got to start to realize that there's some very important points that go along with this. Very important points. And those points that go along with it go a little bit farther. And it starts like this. The first three choices or knowledge that you need is what is the quantity of the food you're going to need, the quality of the food you're going to need, and the frequency you're going to need to eat it. And that has to do with your supplements. So let's take a look at that. Do you have your quality supplements? If not, well, let's go to the next quality in food. Do you have the quantity of supplements you need? If not, let's look at the right quantity on the food. If you're going to look at the frequency you're going to be able to take your supplements, you don't have it, then you still have to have the frequency of the food. So there's three factors about everything. There's quality, quantity, and frequency, and what we need to do. Those are the only three things we need to worry about. And those come under knowledge. If you've got the knowledge of your program, you've started a program, you've studied it out, and you have a little 3x5 card in your pocket to be able to write these things down on, you can be successful. Okay? Now, there's another one that you can look at. There's another three choices you can make. Are you making a good choice? Are you making a better choice? Or are you making the best choice? So when you look at the quality of the food, and you walk in and you go, let me see now. I can have processed meat, or I can have fresh stuff that's just been off the rotisserie. Obviously, get the rotisserie. Okay, we're driving down the street. We get to the Circle K, and it's time for us to grab some food. And you go, Bert, you said I could eat there. Show me how. No problem. You ready? You jump out of the taxi. You jump out of your rental car. You run into the Circle K because you're in a hurry. You run over and you look at, see what kind of tuna they've got in there. Wow, they've got some tuna in pop-top cans. Wow, I'll get a fork over there by where they serve the other little foods that they dish out in here. I can drain that tuna off. I can grab a couple of V8s and I'm on my way out of here. Wow. Okay, at worst scenario, you can grab a sandwich, a chicken sandwich, a turkey sandwich, a meat sandwich. Something's better than nothing. So you grab one of those, you throw the bread away, you grab your V8 or your tomato juice. You're down the road. Let's look at stopping at McDonald's. That's right, I said McDonald's. Think about this one. You're on a trip. Someone's roped you into going somewhere you needed to go for your business. It's a last minute thing. You left the office in a hurry. You had to go to the next town to do some consulting. You're on the way. Okay, oh man, here it comes. Oh, there's a McDonald's. I'm going way off on my diet. No, pull in, pull in. You pull into the McDonald's. You walk inside and you go, wait a minute. Give me a double side salad, no cheese or croutons. Give me two of those chicken sandwiches. You throw the bread away, you wipe the chicken off, you take the two salads, you cut up the chicken, eat it with the two salads, you get back in the car and you're gone. You just ate at McDonald's and had something that was somewhat better than nothing. Your body still got fed, your muscles are still being fed, your blood sugars come up, your concentration is sharper for your job, and you're back on your eating schedule, and something is always better than nothing. Today we tend to think, oh no, eating nothing is better. No. You want to keep that going, especially if you're on the road. Think about it. If you're a road warrior and you're out there and you're traveling city to city, or you're driving city to city, forget it. Let's say you're walking city to city. You know you need to stop where you need to. You'll stop definitely then, because I guarantee you, if you're walking, you're going to be hungry enough to eat something rather than nothing. So let's run into a Kentucky Fried Chicken. We run in. Hey, they've got baked chicken now. Did anybody know that? Okay, even if they didn't, it's an old, archaic Kentucky Fried Chicken that's backward, and Bubba runs it. Okay, Bubba, give me some of those deep-fried chicken breasts, and you rip all the skin off, and you wipe it off with a napkin. Give me two of those large coleslaws, and I drain everything off of it. And I get that coleslaw, and I get that chicken, and I go down the road, and guess what? I've not exceeded my fats or my calories. I've gotten something into my system to bring my blood sugar level up. I've given my body some protein to help repair the tissues. Now, I want you to think about something. Everybody worries about carbs today. Now, carbohydrate foods can give you energy, but they're earmarked as an energy food. They're primarily for energy, like grains, seeds, and starches, as well as fruits and other items that have mainly carbohydrates. But they say that you can combine grain, seeds, and starches and make proteins out of them. Not enough to make it worthwhile, but you will get all the energy out of it. Now, if we're trying to lose fat, we don't want all that energy. Why not get protein? See, because complete protein can be used for energy and repair, but it's earmarked for repair, so the body's got to work harder to process it and convert it into energy. Now, would you rather have a little more of the protein in your diet and get all your muscle repaired so that you can keep your lean body mass up and your metabolism and you don't have the excess calories? Or would you rather have excess carbohydrates and not have your muscle repaired and put that extra calorie on in the form of fat? So we need to make a decision. We need to make a choice. We've got to go back to what? Quality, quantity, frequency. What choice did we make? Well, that was a good choice, but it wasn't a better choice because we didn't have a better choice. But it was still, that makes it a better choice than getting the deep fried chicken and using the skin on it and eating fries or gravy. And we can say we made the best choice. Why? How can McDonald's or Kentucky Fried become the best choice? Because for the moment, you used your wisdom. You used some thought, you used some attitude, and you use some commitment, and you made a choice, and you got the right thing at the right moment. Something is better than nothing. So let's talk about this a little farther. We're going down the road, we're running along, and we're at the airport. Oh my God, what do? I can't eat now. Pizza, hamburgers, I'm really stuck, I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about how we get there. This is really critical. You want to really start thinking about being prepared, then start making your supplements up at home. And let's talk about preparation as a way of having insurance. Let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. First of all, if you want to really be committed, you can know that you can find V8 and tomato juice almost anywhere, and a salad. I'm telling you, it might be a pretty poor salad, but a poor salad is better than no salad, and that's a choice. It's also a commitment to take care of you. So let's talk about this. Let's get my supplements bagged up, and then let's go down to the store and get some high-potency liver tablets, desiccated liver capsules. Okay, you're a vegetarian. You don't want to have the liver caps. Well, why don't you get, if you're ovo-lacto, some pure egg protein powder without any additives. Pure egg protein. Okay, you're not ovo-lacto. You're a pure vegetarian. Okay, 100% ionic whey protein. Now, there you go. But it needs to be 100% ion exchange with no artificial sweeteners, because then you're getting a non-type of invasive type of animal type protein, and it's whey. It's all been extracted. None of the animal product is in it. It is just the protein itself. Now, if you'll take those and you'll carry some liquid liver capsules, like by enzymatic therapy, they're actually called energizing iron. You've got some Healthy and Fit pure egg protein powder, or another good brand that we may have on the website, which we will constantly update people and show people what are the best choices of all and what we recommend will work for you. You could get some whey protein, 100% whey. Put one scoop or two scoop in different amounts in a little tiny Ziploc baggie. Did you know they've got these Ziploc baggies now that are real small for snacks, like for vegetable sticks and things? Think about it. Wait a minute, if I got myself some liver capsules, I can carry a jar of that in my walk-on bag. I can put a couple of jars in my stow bag. I could take these little things of protein powder and throw them in my little walk-on carry bag. And you can carry 15 or 20 servings of one scoop. It doesn't take up any more than a 12 or 16-ounce glass. Then all you've got to do is stop and get a tomato juice or a V8. Now you get on the plane, you go, well, I can't carry water on the plane, Bert. Give me a break. Wait a minute. Slimmer down. Watch this. You get on the plane. The hostess walks up to you and she says, what would you like to drink, sir? Oh, would you please give me some water? And do you have any tomato juice or V8? Oh, you do, because they always do. So you get the tomato juice and you get a water. I take the protein packet out, or the liver tabs. I put the protein powder in water, stir it up, and drink it down. Or I take the liver tabs, 4 to 6 liver tablets. You want high potency, though, very high potency. By the way, taking 6 or 8 won't hurt you. You take that as your protein. You take your V8 to make your energy requirements. And guess what? Your body's been nurtured. And you're good to go. You're keeping your blood sugar level up and you're repairing your body. So you can do that on a plane, in an airport, in a restroom. You can do it on a tarmac. Give me a break. You can throw a V8 in your pocket. Until you get on that plane and you go through those things, you don't have to worry about it. So what are you doing? Who's committed here? Did you make a good choice, a better choice, or the best choice? It all determines on if you were prepared. You've got to be prepared. You've got to start thinking about what you can do. So let's say we get to another city and we know that we've got our supplements. And we've brought our protein in little bags or in a bottle. We've got powder or liver tabs. Wow, that's as good as a meal. I mean, if you had to replace a lunch or a dinner, get a 12-ounce V8 and a scoop or two of protein powder. Something is better than nothing. Keep that blood sugar level up, because if it goes down, you're going to start storing your food. Okay? The next thing is if you didn't even have a V8, you could take them with water. At least you're putting something in that system and not letting your body go into starvation mode. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't do that to yourself. Value yourself. Now, when you get there, the thing you've got to worry about if you've got your protein and your supplements is hydration. When you're on traveling and when you're going anywhere, you're changing atmospheres. Your body's under a lot of stress, whether you believe it or not. And I want to tell you that you need to hydrate more when you're changing altitudes and when you're going to different environments. So all you've got to do is look at getting 4 ounces every half hour. 4 ounces. Come on, anybody can do 4 ounces. That'll keep you regular and keep you eliminating. It'll keep your body repairing. And did you know that by drinking 3 to 4 quarts of water per day, most people double their energy level just on that alone? Imagine if you were to get some electrolytes to put in that water that didn't have a bunch of extra calories. You'd feel more energized when you got there. You see, you need to be energized, and we never think about just using a few electrolytes in our fuel all day long with our fuel. All it does is optimize everything that you're taking in and doing. So we want to hydrate. And then what about oils for our salads and dinners? We know we need to have oils. Well, you ask them, make sure there's no canola. Remember, it's rapeseed. Look into that. Very dangerous. You don't want anything that's processed with canola. But look, ask them, do you have some olive oil? Do you have any other kind of good vegetable oil that I could use, please? If they don't, what about carrying some capsules in a jar with your liver tabs? What does it take to take a dozen or two oil capsules and take those and put them into your little kit that you're taking with you in your carry-on and take those at lunch or dinner? You see, you don't have to stop what you're doing with your success. Most people are looking for the excuse to say, oh no, because it lets them do nothing. You know, again, my favorite speaker of all always has been Zig Ziglar, and he said there's only two types of people. There's the wandering generality and the meaningful specific. I always deal with the meaningful specifics. And if you hang around me very long, I'll make you into a meaningful specific because I won't allow you to deter your health. I refuse. I refuse to let the people around me make excuses. And if you love people and you really care about their success, you won't allow them to either. You'll help them from what you've heard right here. So it doesn't matter whether you're on the bus or you're on the plane or you're on your way to Bubbaville. Somewhere there's a Circle K, a 7-Eleven. Somewhere there's a grocery store. There's a cab. There's your rental car. There's the bus. Hey, there's the Shoe Leather Express. Come on. But it's in your attitude. Now, your attitude is going to bring you the success. A little bit of action, a little bit of follow through. So what do? Let's go over it one more time. We get our supplements made up ahead. We make sure that wherever we're going, we stop to get what we need. We've got to travel from the airport to wherever we're going. You've got to be in some kind of vehicle. Rent it, borrow it. I don't care if you steal it. Just get there and get what you need. Stop at a grocery store. Buy a vegetable platter for the day. Put it in your room. Get a room with a refrigerator in it. Order it from the restaurant at night when you're eating out with your friends from another business or whatever, and you're going back to your room. Order that extra salad. Take it with you. Order some dry rye toast in the morning. Let's talk about that. What did you do in the morning? Did you get up and go, oh, there's nothing good here at the hotel to eat? Well, if you'd have had some V8, you could have had your protein powder and V8 before you left the room. Or you could have had a piece of fruit and your protein powder. Sure, it's not good to mix it all the time, but something's better than nothing. And if you are out, you can almost find eggs anywhere. A couple of poached eggs, a piece of dry toast, and a small tomato juice or tomatoes, and you're on your weight loss way. If not, and you're that vegetarian, you can use that whey protein. Your toast, your crackers that you can carry with you, or whatever. It's about finding a will to do this, and then you'll find the way. If you have that will, if you really want to lose, you will lose. But if you don't, you'll find the excuse also. So when people tell you, oh, I've been trying, but I've run into all these problems, now you're without problems. Now you've got the ability and the way to tell people, no, I've got a way you can fix that. Take charge. Learn it. Doesn't matter if you're a road warrior or you're on your way to work in the morning or you're on a trip for business, you can stop somewhere. I don't care if it's Taco Bell. I've stopped at Taco Bell and I've pulled all the hamburger out of 3 or 4 tacos and eaten it with all the lettuce and left the shells and the cheese and gone on. Now, if there's a will, there's a way. So don't let it happen. Be successful. Take charge. Remember, have the attitude, the commitment, and the vision to know what you're going to do. You need the knowledge, and you need to make choices, and success is yours. Easily done. Thank you.